This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This is Danny and Dusty.
Meringue-a-tang is going to be a thing.
You're not coining anything new.
With Danny Meringue and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
All throw some monkey sounds in there and call it good.
The old Danny Meringue pie.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome.
The Fan.
Good afternoon. How we doing?
It ain't a ditty party.
Would
you guys care to explain what we were talking about moments before you cracked the mics? And why I nearly fell out of my chair?
Yeah. Yeah, we can. We can.
We might not have jobs on the other side of the weekend.
Nah.
Yeah, look, I haven't followed that stuff that closely, but man, somebody sent me a link to it the other day, and I went, oh, this thing has gone crazy off the rails.
Bananas.
Okay. Like, I knew it was going to be bad. I was not prepared for that level.
Yeah, that is that S is bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Yeah. Oh, for those that don't know, we were talking about that Netflix documentary on the Falwells.
Mm.
Yeah, as we were getting on the air.
Just the Falwells?
Mm-hmm.
Not the other big documentary ongoing right now?
Well,
with the current case.
The Diddy one, too. We were talking about both those documentaries right before the show started. Yeah. The Diddy one, too.
I still
that's
say
why Danny's like, it's not, it, like, that's a weird way to start a show. Obviously, it's not.
I still say they missed the boat. They should have called it Diddy Do It.
No.
Oh, I mean, come on.
Yeah, that trial is wild.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Every single turn, you just go, what? Whoa, 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 whoa. Anyways, that's not where we're going to start this one off. How about that?
But we did.
Speaking of documentaries,
you never know.
Did you guys see the new Netflix doc on 9/11?
Really know how to drag a segment down.
Right?
Jeez,
we thought we started out weird with the Falwells and Diddy.
No.
Golly,
I'm not a huge watch all the doc stuff, but
jeez,
I think that's the most important day in my life, probably.
I mean, I guess we are heading into Memorial Day weekend.
We are.
It is apropos.
I mean,
it is apropos.
But no, I mean, it's three episodes, and I got through the first episode, which is most of the setup, and it wasn't anything in there new for me because it was there. But it was just interesting kind of revisiting it because we've been so
Hold on, you weren't at 9/11.
No. I'm talking about the post events of it.
Yes.
And I worked for those that don't, obviously I talk about the military all the time, but I worked in the intelligence community. I was privy to things that took place, and so none of that was really surprising. But it's one of those things where it's like, oh yeah, that's right. That was 24 years ago. Mm. Like when the further you get away from it, it's like, oh yeah, you know, and it's that one moment, at least for me in my life, that every time I see it, I'm brought back to that day.
Well, yeah.
It's like there's nothing, I mean, obviously I don't have kids, so I don't have anything even comparable to draw that parallel to, but like.
No, it's one of those moments where you never know, you never will forget where you were. Mm-hmm. Like, and that was, you know, for my parents, it was the assassination of JFK. Yeah. Like that was it. But no, that will always be a memory for anybody that was alive that they will remember exactly where you were.
Do you remember we were getting videos of Bin Laden basically taunting the nation?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like that's such an insane thing to think about.
Yeah.
Like this dude was literally ratting through caves and being like, nah, you can't get me. Mm-hmm. You just used like a couple $1 million of the ordnance, but I'm still alive. It's like,
yeah. Yeah. Why it was such a big deal when like Obama came strutting out and was like,
We got him.
I still don't like the fact that we dumped the body at sea.
Oh.
It's at Area 51.
You serious, Clark?
I prefer what the actual orders in the room were to bring his head back on a spike.
What are we doing here?
Which I would have been perfectly okay with.
No way. You would have been okay with that? No way.
Put it on display in the Smithsonian.
Golly, how do we get this thing back near the rails? Just near it.
I remember the one for my age group, because I'm a few years older than you guys, the one where we really remember, I think, is the OJ chase.
Oh, well, yeah, I remember where I was. Yeah. I was at Washington Square Mall with my dad, and then we went to go check in on the TVs for the NBA Finals?
Yeah, I think it was during finals coverage.
And all of a sudden, we were in the store Field of Dreams at Washington Square Mall.
There you go.
Sports memorabilia.
And there's like an OJ jersey on the wall. Yeah. Like they had like all the memorabilia.
They're over there adjusting the price on it live.
Just sitting there looking at it like, whoa, this is crazy.
Look at that. It got marked down to $4.99.
Yeah. And then I also remember my dad making it like on the drive home, because wanted to get home quick, right, to see it.
Yeah.
And him making the, I think we're driving faster than the Bronco, and...
Well, odds are, he was a
low-speed chase. Yeah, Cowlings was respecting the rules of the road.
Yes.
Except for pulling over when emergency vehicles are behind you.
Yeah. Well, and doing, 30 miles an hour on the interstate?
Yeah.
He was not driving quickly.
You drive Miss Daisy. I thought you were going to say like the, oh boy.
One could go with the Challenger.
Space Shuttle.
That was 10, I believe, when that happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of weird. You mentioned you had to go home to go see the chase, as opposed to now we just get police chase fed directly to our phones.
Yeah, that's part of the reason why I follow World Wide Wob. Yeah. Him and the NBA.
Funny how it's always a Dodge Challenger.
No. It is crazy.
I realize it's part of the game.
How many? It's amazing how many work vehicles get stolen.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. No. Like that's a real thing. Big construction companies
landscaping vehicles.
They don't
all
report them stolen
stuff.
Because a lot of times they just appear back.
But that's just bizarre to me.
It's a crazy deal. Because, well, I mean, you think about things that are, left unattended, and a lot of those times, a lot of those vehicles are left with the keys in them, the keys in the visor kind of a deal, because you're rotating through them, and so they're targets of opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there you go, thieves.
Don't do it. But police chases, those still get me.
Oh, yeah.
I'll watch those.
Did you see the one that happened here, 2 weeks ago on 205?
I did not.
Dude was in the middle of a police chase and somebody was filming over the bridge on 205. Was it Springbrook? What's the anyways, Happy Valley area. And he was on the overpass, and the cops were trying to set up the spike strip. But Oregonians being Oregonians don't realize that when the cops tell you to pull over on the freeway, and I'm not talking about the people they're chasing, I'm talking about the people that are on the freeways, they're trying to set this up. So the cop ends up like perpendicular parking his vehicle in the middle of the freeway to try to get the guy to pick a side because idiots had stopped literally in the middle of the freeway instead of getting over onto the right lane. But the guy ends up flying by. Number one, the cop, horrible toss on the spikes.
Yes, it was a bad toss.
Horrible toss
on the
spikes.
I realized what you're talking about. Yes, and I saw it.
He whiffed.
Terrible toss.
Just, it's like, come on, brother.
Yeah. Sometimes it's hard.
He got a case of the yips.
Yes.
The hilarious part of this newer SUV.
Chuck Knobloch?
Yeah. And it was bad.
He's working. He's a police officer.
I could see him being a cop. I could see that. But the best part was, and I don't know if you caught this.
Yes.
Barbie Girl was playing out.
Oh, no, I didn't catch that. I didn't turn on the audio.
Oh, yeah. I'm a Barbie Girl's just railing out the windows as he blows by at like 90.
Well, that was one of
that guy was on some drugs.
Oh yeah, that's what the guy says. He's like, "What drugs do you think he's on?"
He's like, Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
On the shoulder around
on the
car that was
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was bananas.
Jeez.
He got lucky. He should have went and bought a lottery ticket.
Yeah, because he hit the shoulder like 90.
Yeah.
And usually when you do that, you're either losing control, you're tipping over, you're getting the.
He was stroking his little lucky rabbit.
Oh, he was stroking something.
That's crazy. I want to watch that video now.
I'll find it during the break.
All right.
It's in the algorithm.
I look forward to that.
Yeah.
I look forward to that.
It was the best part. It was like an EDM Barbie Girl. A lot of as you could hear it coming up from behind the camera and then fading as it blows past at 90.
Well, come on, Barbie. Let's go party. Yeah.
Oh no, it was toxic. That's what it was. I'm sorry. Yeah.
And the texter says,
yes.
I think even more appropriate than Barbie Girl.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, he's maybe having his moment. Yeah. He was having his moment.
He was toxic as hell right now.
Yeah.
Intoxicated.
Man.
100%.
I feel like that guy's relationships, a lot of them could be described as toxic.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a common thread there. A very common thing.
The unfortunate thing about that video is that cop is 100% going to end up in the training video for what not to do.
Mm-hmm.
When I say it's a bad toss, man, it's really bad. Like, he doesn't even get them to, like, they don't deploy out all the way, and they don't even get on their back. Like, it's on its side, and it's kind of.
So, like, turning kind of like a ramp, like a little speed bump?
It's like, you just know, too, that all of his buddies in the department are going to find out some sort of gag gift to give him.
Oh, they're going to tie the string to his drawers and just show him, like, how you use that rope to kind of pull that thing open.
Now I got toxic stuck in my brain,
see?
Like Britney.
Toxic.
Or you just put the...
he's driving by the place like, it's Britney, bitch! He drives by. Just
perfect.
Leave Britney alone.
Well, the best part is because you can hear the music just like start to build, and then it like it spikes as he goes by. And it's just like, oh, it looks like a bit out of Reno 911. Like,
yeah.
That's legitimate.
What's that
like.
True TV show? The World's Dumbest Criminals.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. But yeah, no, that cop needs to get
that's
hit with
scary.
Some. His buddies are going to hit him with a pack of like extends.
Oh,
there we go. Yeah.
Having trouble getting it all the way out there, huh, bud?
That's just mean.
Can't perform under pressure, huh, bud?
That's just mean.
Knowing cops/law enforcement military communities, there's a pretty straight line between how those two operate.
Mm.
He's going to catch a lot of hell for that.
That's tough.
Maybe even make him do a desk pop.
Did my first desk pop. What?
That's not a thing.
Great movie, The Other Guys.
So great.
The Other Guys. Fantastic movie. All
See,
right.
Like, we came full circle. Now we're happy again.
Yeah.
9/11.
I guess. Golly.
Now, now it's full circle.
Gosh. We got like...
hey, look, kids. Big Ben. Parliament.
Danny's like just trying to start the show off. Hey, let's ease into this. You guys seen the new 9/11 doc?
Right off the heels of, hey, Diddy Party? What?
Golly.
It's cold.
What's wrong with you?
We went everywhere.
Yeah. What is wrong with you?
This is a little insight of how my brain works. Just one thing to another.
I want out. Yeah. I want out.
I want off this ride.
I'm going to take the zero, teacher.
I will opt out of this class.
Oh,
thank you.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, we got sports and non-sports.
And yes, we do.
Got a little bit of everything, all right? You got a little bit of everything today. Now I'm wondering, like, what my high-speed chase song would be. And I don't know.
You know what? Screw
I think
this.
We all know what mine would
we're,
be.
We're doing a poll on this.
Breaking the law, breaking the law.
Oh, no, it would clearly be the Alan Parsons Project with the Bulls intro song.
Oh, gosh.
Right? Starting out with the...
Yeah. All right. Well, I don't like where this is going. Okay, well, we got sports, and we will sports so hard today. The final Around the Horn will be on at 2 o'clock today. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Around
it's,
the Horn.
It's the end of an era. Look, of all of the programming at ESPN that they've gotten rid of, I never thought like this and SportsCenter, I thought, were damn near bulletproof.
Yeah. We'll talk about that today.
R.I.P. Stat Boy.
Yeah, Tony Reale.
Yep.
Tony Reale.
He is still alive.
One of the great
indeed
people in sports media. From I've never met him, but I have.
That's what everybody else says, though.
Never met a person who is like,
screw that guy.
He's done me dirty. So,
and what you hear about
that's
plenty
awesome
of people in this industry.
Yeah, we got some baseball things to talk about today.
We do.
Got a few of them. Bad franchise is going to bad franchise, and some good stuff too.
Like
there's some. Really, have you seen what the Angels are doing?
Yeah, the Angels and the Cardinals, two teams that shouldn't be winning. I don't know why.
God bless it. The Angels coming out of nowhere, though. I mean,
it doesn't
really
make any sense for either of those teams. It's very dumb.
Yep. So we will have a little baseball stuff. We got some football news notes. Noggies. Mm-hmm. Did you see the Athletic did their 25 best programs of the 21st century?
Saw the headline, have not dove into it all the way.
It's something. It's something. There's some surprises in there. There are some surprises in there, including where the Oregon Ducks rank in that top 25 ranking. We will have that. We have threats being bandied about. In college football.
I like a good threat.
Yeah. But where we got to start, Minnesota can't shoot.
No, it's a problem.
It's a problemo. And I think we're all just like, Western Conference, really good. We enjoy the Western Conference. The East... East Finals, way better.
Yeah, a lot better.
Because last night, another egg had been laid. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. They're finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
The Oklahoma City Thunder have held serve on their home court through the first 2 games. We do not have a series in the Western Conference Finals yet.
That's certainly one way to say it.
Nobody has won on the road, which is, I guess, how we determine if their series has started yet. 118-103. Game, it didn't even seem that close, especially in the second half between the Thunder and the Timberwolves. It was comfortable from really start to finish, it felt like, for OKC in that one. They had an 8-point lead at half. Wheels fell off in the third quarter. And you saw Minnesota just go, well, guess today's not our day. And for a second straight game, and we talked about this yesterday, Timberwolves shoot under 30% from three, the fifth time in 12 playoff games that they have shot under 30% from beyond the arc. You're going to have to make some threes, fellas.
It's not just the shooting. It's their instability and inefficiency that comes out of what happens, and this is going to sound crazy, when Mike Conley is not on the floor. Do you know it through 2 games what Mike Conley's plus minus is?
No.
Have the Oklahoma City Thunder beat the living crap out of the Timberwolves in back-to-back games?
Yes.
Okay. With that in mind, Mike Conley's plus 19 in 51 minutes, which means when he is off the floor, they are getting absolutely throttled. Throttled.
And that's wild because he's not scoring.
No.
But this, he's an organizer.
Puts him in the right place, gets him to run the right sets. Defensively, yes, he's smaller. Yes, he's lost his athleticism, but he's in the right spots at the right time, getting people where they need to be. Like, and this is being amplified because Ant Edwards is clearly dealing with an ankle injury that is keeping him from being as explosive as he can be.
And it's affecting his shooting, too.
Yes.
I mean,
clearly.
He can't one of anything. 9 from 3. Yeah. I mean, he's brutal. But, okay, what is, you have game one up there? Do you have a game one?
I can pull it up.
Pull up game one, because Dante DiVincenzo has been awful in both of these games. And when he comes in, like, that's one of the reasons why they brought him into Minnesota, is because he has that pedigree and experience
stabilizing
of playoff
course.
Basketball to be that guy, right? He was minus 27 in 22 minutes of action last night. So in game one.
Minus 20.
So he's minus 47.
And that was in 30 minutes. So
52 minutes
minus,
and he's
47.
Minus 47.
Meanwhile, Mike Conley, 51 minutes plus 19. That is, what, a 56-point swing?
Jeez Louise. And it's noticeable.
I mean, that's...
It's more noticeable when DiVincenzo's on the floor, because that's when Oklahoma City starts to unload. And Mike Conley, because he's not shooting,
no,
he's just there, right?
And this is why,
it's
why
not as noticeable.
Like, plus-minus can be kind of a weird thing, especially single game and only small game sample sizes. But when it's that drastic, you start being able to kind of hone in on things. Like, when are they getting the crap kicked out of them? Like, and what is happening? It's not like... When Mike Conley is on the floor, it's not like your offense becomes just this overwhelming powerhouse, you just don't make mistakes. And this is why bonk scores can be so misleading.
And it's more notable with guys who play small volume of, of minutes.
And with Conley here, you're getting 26 minutes a night. That's like that's those are real minutes.
But it's not like Ant Edwards is 40, which can be misleading because of the matchups that are occurring when he is on the floor for 40 or 48 minutes.
Correct.
It's brutal right now. It's hard to watch at times, but also what is hard to watch is SGA continuing to be his do the free throw merchant thing, which is getting much more traction after last night than it was after game one.
And
they're actually starting to mention it.
I hate this. I hate this so much.
Okay.
It drives me insane because it's not just the James Harden stuff. SGA and Brunson have the two best footwork, like off two in the NBA. They're incredible. They don't need to do the egregious foul baiting stuff. And for me, generating free throws is a skill. Like, I've talked to Dame and Ant about this. Two guys that Ant has tried to, like, do it more, but he's just not strong enough to take the contact and then kind of sell it. Like, he's like, yeah, man, it's just one of those things I can't. Dame was going, he tried to figure it out, was I realized what I had to do is I did have to be a little egregious to get the refs to, like, start buying in early. But once I did, I didn't have to do it anymore. With SGA, he is, much like Tyrese Halliburton, I think they're very, very, very similar but very unique in their own right. They're jazz musicians. They're very slithery, but they're very herky-jerky in this off-cadence, off-beat, the way they shift their shoulders, the way they shift their hips, the way they shift their feet. It is just unique, and it's very difficult to try to defend that. They will naturally create fouls and free throws without doing the egregious stuff. But when you see SGA get a grazing bump, and when I say grazing, I mean a shoulder-to-shoulder kind of thing when he drives, and all of a sudden he flies 7 feet. Meanwhile, Julius Randle gets clubbed across the shoulders by Alex Caruso and Lou Dort, and there's no call. That's the bigger problem. It's the egregious stuff that's being rewarded while big guys sit there and get, and not just, this is league-wide. The way guards are officiated versus bigs is such a discrepancy that when you see somebody get smashed on one end, like, ah, keep playing. Meanwhile, you're not allowed to use your strength on that guy.
The only guy who is a big who, and look, he flails all the time. Jokic flails all over the place.
Yeah. Well, Embiid too. Those are the two guys that
Embiid's just always on the ground.
Yeah. And he literally taught himself how to fall.
Yeah. The note of last night, the starters for the Minnesota Timberwolves, they made 12 free throws. 7 from Ant Edwards, 2 from McDaniels and Randle, 1 from Rudy Gobert. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 13 made free throws last night. He attempted 15. The starting 5 for Minnesota combined for 16 free throws in the game. But also, 26 free throws attempted by the Timberwolves, 24 for the Oklahoma City Thunder. Not a single member of the bench from the Oklahoma City Thunder attempted a free throw last night. That's an odd stat.
Well, I will say this.
They just didn't get fouled.
When you take a look at the drive data, it is you know, happening. Like, Shai is the last two games, like, he's had basically more. He had, what, 28 drives in game one?
Yeah.
Like, he's going to put his head down. He's going to get it done. Like, and it's going to translate into free throws. I get that. But at some point in time, and I don't want to take away from his greatness because he is truly great. And his ability to get, like, I mentioned this on Twitter the other day. The ability to get defenders twisted up in a pretzel is a unique skill.
Sure is.
It really is. Like, to get guys that are that good, that athletic, that coordinated, that balanced, to be like, argh! And then now they're reaching. I have no problem with those.
Yeah.
That's him. That's Brunson. That, like, those guys are great at that. It's when the egregious stuff. And the problem is there's probably 3 calls last night that are just egregious. The rest of them are legit.
Yeah. Tony Brothers, Scott Foster. Good game. Good game, guys.
Hey, shout out to Lou Dort.
Lou Dort?
Busting open Scott Foster's nose in the first quarter.
Yeah, I was like, Lou Dort.
How does that not happen more often? Like, how do refs just not get caught more often in the crossfire? It really is.
Because they're good at their job.
Right?
They're good at their job and they stay out of the way.
Stay out of the way.
Scott Foster tends to insert himself.
Legitimately, I thought Dort broke his nose.
Yeah. Well, there was something that came out of this foul baiting. And Jaden McDaniels, with the quote of the night in their loss by 15 points in Oklahoma City in an 0-2 series hole. We'll get to that after us with SportsCenter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Last night, as the Oklahoma City Thunder were ripping the soul out of the Minnesota Timberwolves,
again,
there was quite the foul. Jaden McDaniels of the Timberwolves just decided, you know what, I've had enough of this foul baiting stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm going to two-hand shove Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Kind of here for it.
After the game, he was asked about that, and this is what he had to say.
Lachey, was there just a little frustration boiling over, or how what kind of
happened? I just wanted to foul him for. I wasn't even mad. I just had fouls to use.
I just wanted to foul him for real. I wasn't mad. I just had fouls to use.
Remember, Jay McDaniels fouled out in game one very quickly because the whistle on him was very tight.
And he ended the night with 5. But that is something that I never understood. And that, look, that foul was a hard foul. Mm-hmm. He two-hand shoved him. But it wasn't a cheap shot where somebody's going to get injured.
No. He just let him know he was there.
And that is something, like, that play right there, I've always been surprised we have not seen that more. Like, we haven't seen it to James Harden. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't really happen. Guys just are like, oh, I guess this is the way it is. And back when foul baiting started, we saw a lot of it, but it just kind of was like, nah, all right, times have changed, I guess.
It's a lot of, all right, you want to do this? All right, bet. We'll make sure we get one on you. And look, I don't ever want to see somebody injured.
No.
Never. I don't care how egregious a foul bait is. If a guy gets you up in the air and, you know, you do the undercut thing, like we've seen some nasty ones of those. Well, no. But if you want to wrap a guy up, or you want to give him a good hard, my favorite is the, like, I've had enough of this, the one hand, like, across both arms when they go up, like the karate chop. That's my favorite, because it's like, number one, but that doesn't feel good.
They usually do it to guys who also foul hard, though. Like, they don't do it to the floppers for whatever reason. I that's something I've never really understood. And again, I'm with you in that. Cheap shots, I don't like. Yeah. If a guy's going to get hurt, that's an awful play. Don't want it. But a hard foul, I've always been like, how and why are they not doing this? Yeah. And it's more of, not to the player, but to the officials, because there are rules in place now that officials just don't enforce about flopping.
Yeah.
Where, why are they not giving the warning and then technical foul?
Yeah.
Because at that point last night, SGA should have been out of the game in like the third quarter.
Yeah.
Like, and that's if you're being lenient with it and being like, hey, clean it up.
Yeah.
Clean it up. All right, here's your warning. And then a T, and then you run him on the second one.
What's actually interesting is, you know, one of the faults of James Harden in the playoffs, besides the massive choke jobs, was his playoff whistle changed negatively. It's gotten better for SGA. He's averaging more free throws in the playoffs than he was in the regular season.
And they just got to stop calling
it. That's not supposed to happen.
You just got to stop calling it.
Yeah.
Just stop calling it.
And again, this is not to denigrate SGA. He is great. He's literally amazing. The MVP. His ability to generate contact and get guys off balance is second to none. I am not taking away from him. I am saying the extra stuff I hate.
Yeah.
And everybody should. The only people who don't are Thunder fans who sit there like, oh, well, what about this? Stop whatabouting it. Yeah. Stop doing the comparison. Just say it sucks and move on.
Yeah.
It's not hard. I didn't like it when Dame did it.
I didn't either. But here we are.
It's a stupid thing that we have to find a way to get it out of the game.
Oh, speaking of, do you see Michael Malone clarifying his comments?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. He claimed, no, look.
We've got
Jokic is my MVP. Oh, yeah, here, right here.
When Nikola won the first of his three MVPs, and I did vote for him again this year if I had a vote. Want to make sure the people in Denver know that, because right now I'm getting a lot of heat back home.
Welcome to TV, Michael.
Yeah, no doubt, but it does legitimize the performance that you had, but he was such a business mindset, mental approach.
Yep.
It meant nothing to him. He was solely focused on the team goal of winning a championship, not the individual accolade.
Well, there you go. Imagine that, people making something out of nothing.
Yeah, and that's duh. I mean, it's his guy. And look, you heard Jokic in the post, you know, season press conference, the exit interviews, when he was asked about David Adelman, he did that's above my pay grade. Because it wasn't a shot at Adelman. It was like, I'm not going to be like, yeah, I'm going to campaign for this guy to take my guy's job, even though he's got love and respect for Adelman, because that's the way you do it. And like, I think both those guys handled that exactly the right way. But Malone was giving SGA credit. Like, that's a real thing. And there's nothing wrong with that.
No, I applaud him for being honest and sitting there and just going, look, this is why he's the MVP. Yeah, and that was the other thing. He said it the day before. It was less than 12 hours before Shams leaked, hey, oh, by the way, SGA won the MVP. Yeah. Like, everybody knew it, and he just said it, like, that's why he's the MVP. If he would have said it yesterday, then in the exact same time,
the context,
everybody would have been like, oh, yeah, well, yeah, that is why he's the MVP. But the fact that he said it 12 hours before everybody knew
happened, what it was.
Then now people are like, that's a shot at Jokic.
Yeah, it's like, oh God, here we go.
Get out of here.
Total tangent here. Well, not total tangent, but have you watched any of the game on the Insight Cast? They have the two different broadcasts for the games.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I didn't know that was a thing.
Okay, so it's Ryan Rucco kind of doing a loose play-by-play with Tim Legler and Kirk Goldsberry. And it's much more analytically driven, and it's less of the fluff. And for me, I love it.
You're the analytics guy.
Not just that, but instead of like staying with the action and like play-by-play, like, yes, the action's still going, but they might be talking about a play from like two or three possessions ago of like, okay, this is why this was important. It's like, this is what we need more of in the game.
Yeah. That's why I always like the coach cast of like a college football playoff and
the whole like, this is why they did this and this is why they did this and this is why they did this in the first quarter to set this up in the third quarter. Like, they're thinking about it like coaches, like players. And like that to me is such a huge deal.
Yeah, but that's also why, you know, that's how it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then it slowly transitioned way out of that.
Yeah.
Way out of that. And going back to it, I think there is value in it because it educated a lot of fans.
It's why I love, like, look, Hubie Brown was the best at this. Hubie Brown was the John Madden of basketball broadcasting.
And I think they brought in names. And, like, there are so many names. And this is why Romo got so much love out of the gate.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't just because he would predict plays. The great color analysts can give you context, but dumb it down to everybody, where you can give a nugget to the people that are advanced, have advanced knowledge in the sport, but also can talk to somebody who's watching the game for the first time.
Yep. Why this matters.
And that is kind of a lost art in the color commentary. There's very few that do well. Greg Olson is amazing at it.
You know who's great at it on the NBA side? It's Van Gundy.
Yeah, Stan. Van Gundy is really
Stan
good.
Stan is great at it.
Stan and Van is the man.
When they let him just kind of, you know, just let it go for a few minutes, and he'll go on like this, like, and look, basketball is different because the action is continuous. It's harder to dwell on stuff. You don't have the time in between plays, the timeouts, and the big breaks like you do in football, where, you know, you go to a 5-minute commercial break, and when you come back, you've got a whole produced segment of like, let's get on the telestrator before we get to the kickoff kind of a deal.
Mm.
Where in basketball, it's harder to linger, but when they do let Stan do that, I'm always like, that's fantastic. Like, that's great. Like, you're like, oh, you know, they just ran an isolation. Well, they ran an isolation after running three different actions to get to this guy at this spot, at this part in the clock, to know where the strong side help is, to know where the weak side help is. They know what this guy's hedging, this guy's dropping, and like, you can just see the coaching brain firing. And like, when you're like, oh, well, you know, why did he just go to an ISO there? It's like, well, no, they were trying to set this up, to set this thing up, to set this thing up. And it's like, oh, okay. That makes more sense now.
All right.
I just love that stuff. And I wish we had it more prevalent in the broadcast.
Something is happening in baseball that has not happened in, oh boy. Oh, wait, hold on. Mm. Let me do the math here. 2 minus 8, 9. 130 years.
Oh, wow.
130 years.
That's a long time.
And it's usually not good when it's something that hasn't happened in 130 years.
Yeah, probably not.
And this one is not.
Oh, well.
Danny Dusty on the Fan. The Colorado Rockies are really bad. And now they are, like, historically bad. Colorado's on pace to lose 136 games this season, which would pass the 1899. Oh, I thought it was 1895. 1899.
I thought it was 1895, too, from everything that I read today in preparation for OA.
Yeah, 1899 Cleveland Spiders, which went 20 and 134.
Number one, that sucks. Number two, can we bring back the Spiders?
Yeah, no, they went Guardians instead.
It's so much better. We have such a lack of spiders as mascots, and they're always good.
Well, hey, in 1895, here you go. The 1895 Cleveland Spiders were actually good. They were 84-46-2. That's pretty good.
Didn't do extra innings back then, huh?
I don't know. And then they went 80-48-7 in 96, 69-62-1.
Nice.
81-68. And then 20 and 134. Boy.
That's a lot of losing, man.
Well, yeah.
That's got to be tough.
Yeah.
Just go out there knowing you're going to get the crap kicked out of you over and over and over and over again. And it just doesn't stop.
Well, that's what happens when you have Sport McAllister in the outfield. That's a great name.
Sport McAllister?
His name was Sport McAllister. Sport McAllister, see?
God, it's great.
Yep, they had...
With Lars Nootbaar on deck.
Is this Kevin McAllister's great-grandfather?
Sport McAllister, followed by Sutter Sullivan.
Oh, God.
Then Tommy Tucker.
The alliteration here is fantastic.
Harry Lockhead. That's a weird name.
Yeah.
Tommy Dowd. Oh, Dick Harley.
God, these are some great names.
Yeah, they had great names. O.C. Skrennacost. That's a weird name.
Mm.
Harry Cauliflower.
Oh, wow.
They named a vegetable after him. Otto Kruger. That's a great name.
Yeah, that sounds like a left guard.
Otto
the 60s.
Kruger.
Yeah. A little bit German there, you think?
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Oh, Kid Carsey. Ah, Kid Carsey on the mound.
Mm.
He had an ERA of a billion.
There you go.
No.
11 billion.
No. He actually, they all hit back then.
Mm.
They didn't keep track of ERA back then.
Mm.
God dang it. We don't know, but he did have 10 hits on the year. These are great names.
We had better names back then.
Yep. Harry Maupin.
God, it's so great. That's some parents just didn't care.
Crazy Schmidt?
They
had a pitcher named Crazy Schmidt. This is fantastic. Golly. All right. So, Crazy Schmidt, Harry Cauliflower, Sport McAllister, Tommy Tucker, Sutter Sullivan, and Otto Kruger, and they only won 20 games?
Does he get on the game? I'm Tom Tucker.
Yeah, they're only missing a guy named Howie Doin.
Yeah. Not great, Bob. Still losing.
Boy. But the Rockies are on pace to be worse than that team was.
And we already talked about the ineptitude of the White Sox. Would they win 26 games last year?
Yeah.
Something like that? 26, 28? I thought they were under 30.
This is, the incredible part about how bad they were is that if you were to look at some of their numbers, you'd be like, yeah, it's comparable right now. Like Joe Quinn, he hit 286 on the season, had 72 RBI, 24 doubles. Right?
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Like, all right.
You take that guy in your lineup every day.
No problem having that guy in your lineup.
That guy's hitting fifth or sixth for you, doing good.
Yeah, well, they didn't.
No.
They went 20 and 134, and the Rockies are on pace to be worse than that.
And they have the excuse of the dead ball era.
Mind-numbing how bad the Cleveland Spiders or the Colorado Rockies are.
We talked about this yesterday and just how inept they are as an organization. And it's just, I feel bad for Rockies fans because there's just no hope.
Mind-boggling, isn't it?
Yeah, 8-42 is quite the pace to be on. You know, the worst 50-game start since 1895. And, that's what it was. The worst 50-game start since 1895.
Oh, okay.
The 1899 Spiders, they were actually better in the first 50 games.
Okay. We put the emphasis on the wrong syllable.
That's right. That's right. But at least they're not the Pittsburgh Pirates, which were, year two in Paul Skeens, and they're already trying to say we're not going to trade him?
Yeah, that's just... We are not even done with year two, and already people are just like, get him out of there. Because we saw what happened to Trout. I think that's where this all comes from. It's like, no, we're not letting a generational dude, after Ohtani left, it's like, no, we're not. Like, I am all for the, like, let's find a way to keep guys. But when players are so great and organizations are so dysfunctional, I want them the hell out of there. I want them out of there.
Well,
just gone.
Good luck getting that to happen. Good luck. And maybe they need a Sport McAllister on the roster, right? And then they'll turn things around.
You got seven of them.
Yeah. Old Sport.
Sport McAllister, followed by Baseball Johnson.
Mm. you can just almost imagine Kid Cudi out there.
Mm. Oh, hey.
See?
That's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. This text, if you think the Rockies are the worst team in baseball history. They may not be. Consider that yesterday, the Pirates scored 5 runs for the first time in 27 games. The Rockies did that 6 times in that span.
And yet, worst record.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? Can we please go back to old-timey baseball names? I need more Highball Jones and Four Finger Mordecai in my starting lineup. Yeah, we do.
I do need some more Mordecais.
Like if
Mordecai's a great name.
If you name your kid Sport McAllister, you know that kid's going to be good. I mean, at some sport, at least one.
He better be.
Sport McAllister, world champion chess player.
Yeah. If you name your kid Otto Kruger, dude, he's going to be good at sports.
Or flying planes for the Germans.
No.
Otto Kruger.
No. You don't say it like that. When you say it, Otto Kruger, see?
Yeah.
Crazy Schmidt, you probably live in Florida.
Yeah.
You know?
That's crazy something, all right.
I wonder how Crazy Schmidt, there's no way his parents called him, like named him at birth Crazy.
I mean, again, from Florida, there's a lot of Crazy Schmidt going on down there.
Or that was one hell of a wild birth.
I'll tell you what.
And back in those days, it very well could have been.
They got
here, bite on this tree bark.
They got a picture of Crazy Schmidt on Baseball Reference. I can see how he got the name. Holy smokes.
Those were probably in the days when they were still giving mothers cocaine during delivery.
Well, it's like, I don't, they just used to look at you. His name is Frederick. He's Fred Schmidt. And they're like, no, man, those eyes that you got right there, your name's crazy. And
is it a Schmidt,
okay,
like a,
with that.
Like a Mike Schmidt? Spelled the same way, S-C-H?
No D.
Okay.
No D.
2 T's?
No, just 1.
Oh, well,
no,
wow.
D, 1 T. Yeah, I don't know, man.
Oh, dude.
You see those eyes?
Yeah, one's looking at me one way, the other one's looking at me another way.
Well, Crazy Eyes Schmidt was too wordy for
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Good old Crazy Eyes.
They were like, I mean, we're just going to drop the eyes. You're just crazy.
Yeah,
you're just crazy
shit. They went LeBron James with that one. I saw 3 rims. I saw 3 baseballs. I aimed for the one in the middle.
I'm pretty sure Captain America fought Otto Kruger in the comics. That text coming in.
Yeah, did he turn into, what was it? Was it Hydra? What
yeah,
was the,
Red,
the
Red
Face thing? Yeah.
Red Skull, yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
That was Otto?
Yeah.
Otto did that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. All right. So maybe we don't need to name our kids crazy at birth, but we need to just be okay with just giving them that name again.
Tell you right now, you search the name Otto, quite a few Ottos in baseball history.
Well, yeah.
A lot of Ottos.
Yeah.
Well, wasn't it Otto Titzling that invented the bra?
I'm sorry, what?
You heard me.
Did he stutter? Sport McAllister's name was Lewis.
Yeah, sports, yeah.
That's way better.
Way better than Lewis McAllister.
Yeah. I don't know how, and they don't, like, I'm looking up all the information on these guys. There is no, absolutely zero reference to how they got their names. I mean, crazy, you got.
Yeah,
you just
that's,
looked right
that's,
at
that's
it, and
pretty
you're
easy.
Like, yeah, got that.
Well, they probably also can't find birth certificates for any of these guys either.
Oh, no, we know exactly when Sport was born. July 23rd, 1874.
In Austin, Mississippi, which I'm assuming is a town of 3.
Yeah, thriving metropolis.
It probably doesn't exist anymore.
Probably not. You're looking at him, man, that is a hell of a haircut. Like, what would you call that?
Front butt.
Like, it's...
He had the butt part.
It's not just a butt part, it's a butt part with curls.
Yeah.
It's like a side butt part with curls. No. Like, there's a lot. It's not like full, it's like, there's like an angle to it.
It looks like per the 2020 census, the population of Austin, Mississippi was 51.
Oh, so it probably was 3 people back then.
Yeah. Well, here's you want a Sport McAllister fact?
The next search result is the forgotten town of Austin, Mississippi.
You want, yeah, there you go. Do you want a couple of facts here about old Sport McAllister? First, he was a switch hitter, so that's probably why they named him Sport. They're like, ah, you're so good at everything, Sport. You're gonna do it all, chap. But here's our other factoid. In July 15th, 1900, a minor league game between Cleveland and Detroit, After hostilities with the umpire the previous day, Tigers manager Tommy Burns feared that the crowd would injure umpire Joe Cantillon. Burns forfeited the game, but Cleveland manager Johnny McClear agreed that they could use McAllister as the umpire.
I like it.
Here's the thing. His team lost. He was the umpire. His team lost 6-1.
You suck.
Can't have any overt signs of impropriety.
Yeah, right? Could you imagine that? Like, just back then, they were like, yeah, I think they're going to kill the umpire. We'll just forfeit this one. You guys can have this one. Bring old sport out to ump for us then, huh? Like a Little League game.
It's like if somebody, you know, like Lou Dort busts Scott Foster's nose bad enough last night and they don't have the alternate. They just pull somebody off the bench.
Yeah.
Now you ref the game.
I mean, just bring in, let's see here. Well, perfect. Rob Dillingham. Just bring Rob Dillingham off the bench and put him in a ref uniform and be like, nah, you're the guy now.
Yeah, it fits in. Further research on the 1900 census.
Yeah.
So after old sport McAllister was born, the 1900 U.S. census did not record the population of a city named Austin in Mississippi, which means they probably just made it up and they probably just lived on a plot of land somewhere in Podunk, Mississippi. And like, we're going to call it Austin.
Well, yeah, they did it. They did it.
That's how you did it back then. You just like that.
Damn right.
Where does your land end when I say it does?
That's right. That's right. And as the text line points out, I love all this talk from a guy named Dusty. Perfect. Yeah. I can make fun of names. I can make fun of names. I got one.
You got one.
I got one of those weird names. Mm. All right.
Good old Dusty Rhodes.
Dude.
The American dream.
American dream, dude. American dream. All right, hour one in the books. Hour number two, let's hit a little football here as we are 25 years into the 2000s. Mm-hmm. And so everybody's putting out their 25 of the best 25 of the 2000s. The Athletic has done college football. Hey. We'll get to that next. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.